I agree with you that Advent can easily get lost because Christmas comes into our shops long before Advent begins. But Advent is a season within the church's year that is worth holding on to, as it were, because it has a value in itself. It is essentially a time of waiting. And I think we find it difficult to wait in the times in which we live, because so much is instant and we want so much quickly. And Advent is calling on us to wait on the Lord. And waiting suggests an attitude of openness, of being disposed to God's presence in some way. And the patron saint of Advent is, in fact, Mary. And one way of thinking of Mary is as someone who waited for Jesus to be born in her. And there was a waiting. There wasn't. She couldn't rush that. It took its own time. It took its own pace. And so she waited for Jesus to be born. And it was a time of prayerful waiting for her. And that's the kind of mood, I think, that the church invites us to enter into. That sort of prayerful waiting on Jesus, in a sense, to be born in us. Mm. Because at Christmas we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but not just the historical birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago. We also want to be celebrating the birth of Jesus in our own lives today. And Advent is a time when we prepare ourselves in some way to celebrate the good news that Jesus is being born in us. And so Advent helps us to prepare ourselves so that when Christmas comes, we can say, yes, in some way, Jesus is being born through me. So it's a time of preparation for that. It's a time of waiting for the Lord to come more fully into our lives so that we can give birth to him more fully in our day-to-day lives, in our relationships with each other. Mm. So maybe if we can think of it in those terms of waiting for Jesus to be born in us. And that will often mean inviting him to come more fully into the areas of our lives which he hasn't yet entered, or which he hasn't yet claimed, or which we haven't yet handed over to him. Mm. So whereas it's not a penitential season in the way Lent is, there is an element of turning in Advent, of turning more fully to the Lord who wants to come into our lives, just as he came into Mary in a very physical way. He wants to come into all of our lives, and we are, in a sense, trying to make room in our lives for that. And it often means clearing out some of the clutter in the language, in the imaginative language of Advent, lowering the hills and filling the valleys, and creating a space, a way for the Lord to come and take root in us and be born in us. Mm. So that when Christmas comes, you know, we are celebrating the good news that in some small way Jesus is being born in and through each of us as individuals, and in and through all of us as a community of faith.
Hmm. Now, it is a very dark time of the year, isn't it? And yes. we have the Advent candles,
yes,
which most people would be familiar with in church. Mm. And is that significant, that we have the candles at that time
of
the year?
Yes, I think it is significant, because one of the ways in which we understand the celebration of Christmas is it is the triumph of light over darkness in some sense. And St. John, in his prologue, expresses that dimension of Christmas. And it's the gospel we read for the day mass of Christmas Day, that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. So the birth of Christ is a moment when the light of God burst forth, as it were. And the Advent wreath, the gradual lighting of that wreath, reminds us that we are moving towards this great feast of light. And as the Advent wreath becomes brighter and brighter, we are being reminded that we're heading towards this wonderful feast of light. And we celebrate the feast of light just after the shortest day of the year. Just as the days begin to get longer, we are celebrating the coming of the true light into the world. And we are celebrating the triumph of light over darkness, of God's light over human darkness, of God's love over human sin. We're celebrating that triumph just as natural light begins to make its comeback and begins to make inroads on the darkness that we've become used to over recent months. So in that sense, Advent is a very hopeful season. Mm. And I always think, as soon as we begin to light the Advent wreath, we're heading towards the light and we're out of the darkness of November. And even though the days continue to get dark until the third week of December, yet we can begin to see a turning point. And it's a turning point in nature, and it's a turning point in the history of God's relationship with humanity, and it's a turning point, in a sense, in the church's liturgical year.
How do you think people should prepare for Christmas during Advent?
I think one very simple thing, if people could make just a little time for prayer, because this season of prayerful waiting on the coming of the Lord into our lives, of a prayerful invitation, come Lord Jesus, I think is best made in the context of prayer. And if any of the Christian expressions of faith are prominent in Advent, I think it is above all prayer. And perhaps just to take 5 minutes a day with one of the readings of the Sunday, and to sit with a line or two lines of any one of those readings for 5 minutes each day. That's a prayerful way of pondering the word and of allowing the Lord more fully into our lives. And it follows very much, I think, the portrayal of Mary that's given to us in Luke's Gospel as the woman who heard the word of God and kept it, and who was attentive to God's word and said eventually, "Let it be to me according to your word." So there is an invitation in Advent to take the word of God seriously, as Mary did, to prayerfully ponder it, and in that way to open ourselves more fully to the coming of the Lord and the coming of his Spirit.